Hello and welcome to the Derm Health Co podcast. I'm Marnie, your host, and today I'm speaking with Justine Swell, dermal therapist and owner of Skin Firm Cosmetic Clinic. Justine shares her journey into the aesthetics industry and how she has fallen in love with the consultation process. She shares how her consultation has evolved over time with clients and gives a step-by-step of how she consults with her clients behind the treatment doors. I do know how therapists would love to be a fly on the wall to see how other therapists treatment and consult with their clients, which is why I thought this would be a really great topic to cover. I started by asking Justine what she thought was the biggest misconception about skin consultations.
I would say that it is just that they're not important. So I feel like you've got to go through even the smallest of details that you might think are so unimportant. Later on, they'll click with you and you'll go, oh, this might be the problem. I think skin's just so complex that we need to have a lot of time set aside for that first consultation to discuss all the finer points. I think it makes a big difference. So that the fact that people say that they rush through them, or that they're not important, or they don't allow enough time, it's hindering your results.
Absolutely. It's kind of like when you think of a construction site or an architect developing something, they always work on the foundations first. And that planning phase can be so lengthy, but often it makes the build phase better in the future and often faster as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So can you share a little bit more about you and how you came to open your skin clinic, Skin Firm?
Yes, well, it's been a bit of a journey. I had a little bit of a break. So I was actually in the skin industry for a long time. So from when I was 20, I finished high school and I went straight into the skin industry. I did beauty therapy and then I got bored and I wanted to study more. And I went into my dermal therapies and worked at a skin clinic. And then it's hard work. Like it's a lot. Like you give your clients a lot, you work a lot. And so I really needed a break because I felt like I was losing my passion for it. And then I went into something completely different. I went into interior design, and I felt like I needed that like artistic outlet. But then I missed treating skin and the skin industry and all the things that come with it. Like even I just realized how important I feel like it is for myself to do my skin treatments and have my products. I obviously missed the discounts and stuff like that. I was like, no, that's where I really want to be. But I knew if I came back into the industry, it'd have to be my own business. And I felt like, I feel like now having my own business, that passion for it and that, that the client care and everything like that is even more than what I used to have. And actually the interior design came in really well because it's helped with me building my brand, and my space and everything like that. So it actually all came together without me realizing how it would come together.
It's amazing. When you look back, you're like, oh, wow, yeah, I'm using all of those skills. But at the time, they seem completely separate, right?
I really felt like I was going completely off course, but it actually wasn't in the end. Yeah.
Amazing. And so when I asked you initially to be on the podcast, we were discussing some kind of topics to cover. And the thing that was at the top of your list was the consultation process. So tell me a little bit more in further depth what you're so passionate about, that consultation process.
I feel like it is the be all and end all of your results. So it's the most, it's like what you said before, the foundations. And I think even more so now we're starting to realize that gut health has such an importance into it. If we don't educate our clients on all these things, and then also get them excited for what's to come, you're setting yourself up for failure. So it's my favorite. I think it's my favorite thing too, because it makes me have a good rapport with my clients. I don't just make it all about about the skin, I try to like get a connection with them in completely outside of that too, and you know, ask them a few questions about themselves. So I think it's just the foundation, and it sets you up for the best results, which is what we want. We want the best results for our clients.
And having that rapport as well is building that trust and credibility, which is so important when someone has a skin condition that they, you know, might have a lot of fear around disclosing or sharing with people. So great that you've got that multifaceted approach.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times for really bad skin disorders, they just want to be listened to. They've gone to different places and they've gone to doctors and they haven't actually gone through all these little things. And I have clients say that a lot, like you're actually listening and you actually want to know all of what's their history, where some people will just come in and say, this is what's going on with my skin, and then try to, you know, give them this product or give them this medication, where it can be a lot more just educating them and taking your time with them and letting them feel like you're listening and you care.
Absolutely. And as a therapist, like, I know that as a therapist, you see different things on the skin than what the client might be seeing. So a client might come in and you're like, oh, yep, I can see that they've got melasma, this, this, and this, but they might not even have that concern. So making sure that you listen to that client, you're actually getting to the root of what their concern is. It's not putting your preconceived idea as a therapist onto what you should be treating.
So true. Yeah, definitely.
So you recently shared on your social media a reel about a complication following a really common dermal treatment. Can you share a little bit more about the treatment, what the treatment was, and where you believe the error occurred? Because I thought it was interesting that you were sharing it and quite informative for your own clients as well.
Yeah, so this is the skin needling where the client had, the skin wasn't healing for a long time after the treatment, but it didn't look like a normal infection. And then I guess the infection, from what I can tell, like, we can only assume because we're not there. We didn't do the treatment. We weren't in the room. We don't know what their practices are. And we also weren't with her afterwards. But for me, I believe some people were saying, oh, she had congestion under the skin, that would have caused the infection. But I feel, I guess where the infection came from, how do we really know? But I think, the infection got worse. It got deeper. It got into her lymph nodes. And then she was experiencing really bad acne, and she had to go on Roaccutane. But I felt like that is just way too long of a time. Like, where was the support for her? Where was the support for her in helping her get that under control when the skin wasn't healing a month after the treatment? And that's a clear sign that there is an infection in the skin. If the skin isn't healing, it doesn't always look what we normally think, like pussy and things like that. The skin just wasn't healing. So if she had have been, in my opinion, been put on antibiotics way sooner, it wouldn't have got as deep as what it did, and she wouldn't have had to go on Roaccutane, which is a really horrible drug to go on, and she probably wouldn't experience scarring. She would have scarring after those types of inflammatory breakouts. It's upsetting to see that. Like, you just never like want to see that, and especially something as common as skin needling. But I think it is so common now that people think that it is so easy to do, that these things can't go wrong. But if you're trained well, you know how scary these treatments are. And you take really strong protocols in not letting those things happen. It's the last thing you want. Yeah.
I agree so much. As I progressed into my dermal degree, I became probably more fearful of treatments than before, because it's like you don't know what you don't know. And then when you start to learn about complications that can happen, even if they're extremely rare, you have that like hesitancy just to go gung-ho on kind of any treatments.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's scary. It is scary, and you should be scared. Like, a client should be, you know,
aware. Worried.
Aware of the therapist should be very conscious of the things that can go wrong and not just think it's easy breezy. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get into more your consultation process. So talking about that initial consultation process at Skin Firm Cosmetic Clinic and how it sets that tone for a client's treatment journey.
I always do my consultations on an iPad now. I used to do it on paper, and I feel like that's a big game changer for me because you don't have to store all this paper and it's all legal documents on your iPad, easy to find. The client comes in, they have a tea or a water. I always offer them something and I give them the space and the time to fill out their form. And I allow 45 minutes. It will always take me 45 minutes. I started off allowing 30 minutes, but I definitely know that I need that 45 minutes. I get them to fill out the consultation and then we go through it together. So we go through every question together just to make sure and reaffirm that what they've written is right and if there's any more information with those questions that they've ticked or said something. And then I really educate my clients with diagrams. And I first start off with like healthy skin and why that's so important. And then I go into the concerns that they have and how we can treat them. Although I think it's very important not to take what they've said at that it's gospel, because a lot of the times they'll feel they've got this, but it's because of an issue of this. So we really need to wait before giving any treatment plans until they've laid down on the bed. We've looked at their skin through a skin analyzer or a Woods lamp. And then I always take photos. So that's a really important part of your skin consultation is always get photos. Because if they, when you get really good results, it's really disappointing if you don't have those before photos.
Or even if like the client's not seeing the results, but you can see results and then you can, show them that evidence. Because when you're looking at yourself in the mirror every day, you don't notice.
Yeah. A lot of the times they will be like, yep, I notice my skin's different. I feel good. And then we're like, all right, we'll take the photos. And then they're like, whoa, I didn't know my skin was that bad. Yeah. So they really see how much better it is. They feel like it's better, but they don't realize how much better it is. Mm, yeah.
Yeah. And how do you tailor these consultations to address, the great diversity of skin conditions and the needs of your clients?
I do think it's important to follow the same steps with every single consultation. I guess the point where it does tailor is when you're asking the questions, you let it go off course and let them speak about what they're talking about and then help educate them on those things. And then when it comes to the diagrams, I have specific diagrams for different concerns. So that's when it will go towards their own individual concern. And otherwise, I think it's really important to stick to dot points so that you're not just completely lost within a consultation time.
Yeah. So with client expectations, this is something that I know all therapists at one point have struggled with. Client expectations versus the treatments and the recommendations that you have. How do you balance the client expectations with the professional recommendations during your consultation process?
Yeah, I think that's, again, why a consultation is so important, because you're getting them excited, but you also need to manage their expectations of how fast these results are going to come or how complicated these results can be. They're not always linear. They go up and down, and it takes a long time and a combination of different treatments. So that is where the consultation is really important. There's some treatments that we can say, one to three treatments of this and you'll get a great result, like vessel removal, sunspot removal. Most of the time you do let them know that, that 1 out of 10 person, their sunspots just don't respond as well. There's some treatments where pretty much it's going to be super easy, but then when they come in with skin disorders like rosacea, acne, melasma, it can be a long process. Set them up for that.
Yeah. And with the client education, I know that you're big on educating your clients, especially in that consultation process, as well as pre-post care. You've got like pre-post care things that you can download on your website for additional support for your clients, which is really handy. But what about clients that are a little bit disengaged with the educational consultation process? How do you manage that, especially when you're looking at maybe more invasive type dermal treatments?
I think you always just, you can pick up when someone is, it's going over their head. So don't use really complex words, make it really simple. That's where I think the diagrams are really good, because it keeps them engaged in that education process, because I am a learner, visual learner. Like if someone's just talking at me, it is just going over my head. I think that really helps. Try and read your client and see if they're getting bored, and yeah, then don't go over the things for too long.
Those soft skills as a therapist are so important, and often only come with experience, right?
Yeah, that is true. Reading your clients and, yeah, understanding what they want.
A little bit of psychology.
Everything.
Let's get back to the technology you use. So you mentioned that you're using an iPad and then you use Woodslamp, but I'd love to talk the nitty gritty of like your tech stack, because I know as therapists you can get, you know, a little bit excited about different technology that's used. So let's talk about the technology that you use to enhance the consultation process.
So the technology that I use in the consultation process, it is, I guess the technology, so it's the iPad and it's the Woodslamp. I would love to have a skin analyzer. I think that's a great tool to have for any clinic, because they can really visually see that what's actually going wrong in the skin, and then when the changes are made, they can see it deeply in the skin, not just on the surface of the skin with the before and after photos. I think both are really a really great option. So that's the main thing in the consultations.
And where are you storing the information on iPad? Is it something that's part of your booking software, or have you created new system for yourself?
Yeah, it's part of the booking software. So that is all. I use Shortcuts, and the consultation is all stored under their history with their notes, under their bookings, everything like that. And then I have consent forms. So then they will be all stored underneath their history in the software.
Yeah, so helpful to make it or keep it all digital. Are their photos also stored in their client file?
I think you can do that. I don't do that. I think you can, but I use, because I like to use a really good camera, so my phone is a better camera than my iPad. And I could probably upload it, but I have it all in folders in my phone, and that's working for me.
Yeah, okay, that's good to know. So let's talk about some of those sensitive topics or concerns that clients may have during a consultation. So you mentioned before about gut health, and that's very much overlapping with skin therapists now. I see more and more skin therapists kind of bringing in certain types of supplementations or doing more training. But like, how do you approach those topics? Is it necessary to ask your clients about their bowel movements, etc., in order to get good results?
I do think it is necessary. And I think you just get used to it. It's if you're confident and you're not even thinking too deep into it, it's something that you ask them, and you also educate them on why you're asking them that. It is a box to tick on my consultation, and then when I see the box, I discuss why. So it's not something that I just ask outright. They tick that box, yes or no, and if it is yes, then I say, well, that's a great sign, or a sign that it's starting from your gut.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, you don't have to go too far into it, but it's a box that they tick.
Yeah. And the follow-up process of a consultation, or those ongoing consultation processes, how do you use that to contribute to the client's overall success?
Following up. So I think it's really important, if a client just purchases products on the day, always book in a two-week follow-up. So sometimes I will have clients come in and they will purchase the Bestow Gut Health products that I have, and then they may not be looking at, they may be looking at getting that sorted first, but I think it's really important to have a 2 week time set up so that you can see how they're going with that, because it isn't it isn't an easy thing to take. And it's the same with products. They can be complicated, and you'll be surprised at how wrong clients can get it because they're information overload on that consultation. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if they've bought a lot of products and they haven't rebooked for a treatment, they're wanting to look at what the products are going to do for them. I think it's important to book in a rebook them to come in and see them. But most of the time that's not often for me. I'll have people wanting to do treatments and their products. So they will either do a treatment on the day and then we rebook another treatment. I think it's just always important to try and rebook your clients. I don't, unless they have just gone home with products, I don't follow up with them. I just say to them as they leave, if you have anything, any concerns, anything that doesn't feel quite right, don't feel bad to just reach out to my mobile. I'm here to help you with anything. So I make sure that they feel really comfortable to reach out to me. There has been times where I've done like an IPL I've done it really strong and it might be their first treatment and I just check in with them, how's it going? But other than that, I just let them, it's open for them to contact me.
Yeah, and because you've created that engagement on your initial consultation, yeah. I'm sure that there's that trust where it's like that open communication that they feel as well.
Yeah. I have worked at clinics where every single client we call back 2 days after their treatment every time, and I feel like it can be a little bit tiring for the client and as the staff, but I do think because I'm one person on my own, it's a little bit easier to track what's happening with clients. I feel like it's a good process to have when it's a bigger clinic with lots of clinicians, because then someone is checking in with them. Yeah.
You've got like a dedicated person that is contacting them. Yeah. So how has your consultation process evolved over time?
Has it evolved? Definitely I've allowed more time for my consultations. I charge for my consultations now, and then that doesn't make me feel, I guess, resentful of the time that I spend with them. And I think they see that as they respect that too. They respect your time. What else has changed? Going from paper to the iPad, that's been a big difference for me. So that's been really good. And from when I first started, I guess there was never any of that talk of gut health and food and things like that. So it's really lengthened the process because we're delving deeper to, again, deeper foundations.
Mm. Yeah. You mentioned that you're charging now. So this is something that I see come up all the time on Facebook groups and conversations amongst therapists and clinicians. Like, what are people charging? Is it redeemable on product? How long is it? Are you able to share any of those details? Because again, I think therapists like to see or hear the nitty-gritty of how other clinics are doing it.
So at the moment I am charging for a consultation. I'm charging $50 for a consultation, but I do have it redeemable on any treatments that they go ahead with. If they just come in for a consultation, they don't, and on that day, so if they don't have a treatment on that day, it's not redeemable on it. So if they just come in for a consult and they're undecided, it goes on that consultation from the day. Does that make sense? So I'm trying to explain, but yeah, it's only redeemable if it's on the day you're going ahead with the treatment on the day.
Yeah, that makes sense because it's like they could take all of your knowledge, which you've spent years developing, and then take that and say to someone down the road, oh, I want to have X, Y, and Z treatment because this is what the dermal therapist has told me to do.
Yeah, and even now products are easily bought online. So they can go and find the products for cheaper from big chain places. But I would like educate your clients that those types of places are ordering in bulk and you don't know how long they've been there, how long their shelf life is. So I think if you have good clients, they want to support you anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm interested with kind of conversion rates. So, for example, someone coming for a consultation, maybe in the past, and now that you're charging, you're spending that extra time, do you find that, like, do you have a percentage of you would know what that conversion rate is, that people do progress to a treatment plan or continue seeing you? Would you say it's a lot higher now?
I don't know the rate. I would say that like most of the people that come in, if they go for a treatment, I don't often have people just come in for a consult and never see them again. So I couldn't say. Maybe at the start it was more people coming in for just a consultation, and then, but yeah, I haven't had that in a long time. So it is usually just they come in, they're ready, they're excited to start. Yeah,
that's amazing. And that just shows the development as you as a therapist and your, you know, your clinic space and everything as well.
Yeah, and I think trust, like if you've now you've got more content online, you've created a better website, there's more trust, so they're not kind of just coming in to see and then never coming back again. They're like, yeah, it's a different mindset. It's, again, the psychology of marketing, it's stuff like that.
So true. Like people, it sounds like people have almost decided before they even come in that it's like, yes, Justine at Skin Firm, that's where I'm going.
Yeah. But
you've invested a lot of time, money, energy into your branding, new website. You're really present on social media. You have a beautiful space that you also show online, where some people have these beautiful spaces, but you wouldn't know unless you actually visit them. So all of those things contribute to that credibility. People buy from those that they know, like, and trust. So
yeah,
well done on for you, like, well done you for identifying how important that is.
Yeah, and I think it's a fun process too. Like it is, it probably is a bit of my creative outlet that with my Instagram and things like that. Yeah, and I do think it's important for sure.
Yeah, you're able to still use that creative outlet that you loved in your past careers too.
Yes.
So I'd like to listen to any memories, past experiences of this evolution coming back to your consultation, and maybe a case study that kind of displays how critical the consultation process is. Has anyone stuck out in your mind?
I'm trying to think. So critical, the times that I've noticed it being really important is the photos. So like where there has been times where, like, I'm thinking of one client that was, you know, maybe, well, she bought a treatment plan. So she was like talking about, this is not a very great client, but talking about how, I thought the treatment plan would keep going until my skin was perfect, which is wild to even say that, but, you know, they try their best. And her before and after photos are actually so amazing. So you can't even question that there is a result or isn't a result. So I feel like, and it's been a year's worth of, it's a treatment plan for a year's time. So you kind of do forget what their skin was like back then. So it's really good for my confidence to be like, no, look at these results. They're amazing. You can't have perfect skin. You're going to have a breakout. You're going to, have a little breakout every now and then, but her skin is amazing. So I think it's good for your clients to know, to see the difference, and you to feel confident that there is a massive difference too.
And also with this rise of filters on social media, it's like no one's skin is made of porcelain.
Yes. So skin that people want and that perfect skin is all filters, really. So
also incredibly filled and makeup and everything, that you can't see any real skin underneath. You do have some great case studies on your website as well, and I love the way that you've done it, in that you have shared the time frame, you've shared what you actually did, and then on areas where you've really focused, for example, if there's pigmentation, you've actually circled where you see the biggest changes as well, which I think is really valuable to have case studies that people can see the progression, that every client's skin is going to be different and going to respond different.
Yeah, definitely. And I think having the points where you circle where those main differences are important, because we understand skin so well. And mm-hmm. even sometimes I will see before and after photos and be like, what's the difference? And you have to read the caption and then you're like, oh, okay, I can see that. So I do think if you just have those points where they're circled in a very untrained eye, it makes it so much easier to see that.
Yeah, exactly. And I've had even people say that they've looked at before and after photos and they've thought that it's something to do with their makeup or eyelashes or eyebrows, just because that is the thing that stands out most in the second photo. We're actually, it's like we're looking at the skin, or we're looking at the pigmentation, or we're looking at the vessels. So that's helpful, I think, to really point out and be so clear cut around what the changes actually are.
Yeah, that's very true. Because, yeah, people, people are more understanding of makeup and lipstick and looking at those points rather than the deeper points of the skin, but that's so natural for us.
So for those clinics that are looking to refine their consultation process, or maybe it's a therapist that is new in the industry and finding their feet with the consultation process, what advice would you share?
Well, I would share, I would say to take your time in the consultation process. Definitely don't rush it, and don't let the client confuse you too. Be very, stay on the points of what you have formatted in your consultation, and definitely never give them any advice until you've actually seen their skin on the bed. So just always keep it like you're letting them, educating them on their skin concern that they've said, but don't give them a treatment plan until they've laid down on the bed and you've looked at their skin underneath the Woods lamp or on a skin analyzer, because they can get it so wrong. They don't understand skin. They might feel like, oh, my skin's dry. Oh, they'll be like, it's so oily. And then you look at it and their barrier's so impaired. And the last thing that they should have is a product that has salicylic or retinol in it. You're only going to make that oil worse, the skin worse. So, yeah, I did have a big problem a problem with skin clinics that were offering online skin consultations through COVID, because can't tell from what the client's saying, and looking here, there's no way you know what they need. So I did do some consults online, but I would never prescribe an active ingredient. It would always just be skin barrier first.
And there's lots of clinics that are still doing it and actually have converted the whole business model to skin consultations only.
Yeah. And there's big companies that have come out now that sell products just via, I think it's software is one of them. And I've had so many clients come in with software products and their skin is so much worse. So it might feel great to begin with, but it controls some of those breakouts at the start, and then it will just make your skin so much worse, because they're very active products too. Like they're very active. So it's just... I every day, if a new client comes in, their barrier is impaired from using acids. It's just the most common thing I see.
So interesting, isn't it? It just shows and proves that no matter how technology continues to change and how much the online world evolves and becomes bigger, that there's always a place for a really well-trained and experienced therapist.
That's true. There's always going to be a need for a face-to-face. Our job will always be okay, because there's always going to be a need for like someone face-to-face and educating and seeing what's actually going wrong there.
And even more so with the use of home devices becoming so popular and Kmart just releasing a range of at-home devices as well.
Yeah, I know people are just getting so confused by the market, because they don't understand that one LED is going to be so different to the other LED and why that is. Same with products and this is all important to discuss through your consultation, why getting products from Mecca and Sephora. And these products are expensive. They're not any cheaper. They're matching the prices of what skin clinic prices are. And they've got really strong marketing yeah, like outlets, and then people buy them, and they buy them, and then they get no result. They're getting nothing from it, so it's a waste of money. Yeah,
yeah. Or some, you know, some people might be getting worse results or impairing their skin barrier. There's certainly going to be some people that are like great results, but there's always going to be certain people that it's going to do the complete opposite, and they're going to have to go back to undo all of the damage that they've done because they got really excited on using all the acids every day.
Yeah, and that's the thing. One skin is not the same as the other skin, and this person might have loved that product because it was just all they needed is just a simple moisturizer, and they I don't know, or just a little retinol, and that works for them. But other people, it's just so much more complicated than that, and people are making their skin a lot worse. And dermatitis is a huge one that's coming up more. Like I've seen this month I've seen, like, you know, 4 new people come in with perioral dermatitis. So and then they're using acids on top of it, not realizing that isn't good. And just products like makeup that they think is mineral makeup, because they're marketed as mineral makeup at places like Mecca and Sephora, but they're only 40% mineral makeup, and that will be aggravating your dermatitis. So it's that's the hardest thing I think about consultations now, is really undoing all of the what they think they know about skin.
And it's not easy, like as easy, for example, as going to the supermarket and having a look at the back of a tin of tomatoes and being able to identify all the ingredients. Ingredients in skincare are complicated. You know, a lot of therapists wouldn't be able to look at the back of a label and understand all the ingredients, let alone your average, you know, your general public.
Yeah, and the understanding that those ingredients can be in that skincare. So vitamin C can be in there, but what is that delivery system like, and what is the quality of that vitamin C? So they just think that they're getting vitamin C into their skincare, but it's not same. It's not penetrating into that cell membrane and making changes. And I never like to fully, someone's probably spent a lot of money on these skincare products from Sephora, so I don't like to just fully diss them, but I do try to educate them that they're not going to give you what you need. It's like that fine line of not coming across too negative. I don't like that either, because some people, you know, they've got a preconceived idea, and if you go in really hard, they may not be susceptible to what you're saying.
Yeah, and the products might necessarily not be bad, but they might not be right for that person, or in combination either. They're using them at the wrong time of day, the wrong quantity, all of those things, which we know is so easy for a client to do when they're starting their skincare regime, to get it all muddled.
Yeah, exactly. You just don't know what's in them. Like, they don't have the education behind, like the person at the shop doesn't have they don't do training on the ingredients and what, you know, fillers and fragrances and stuff like that are in there. They're just selling by their name on the bottle. So yeah.
Do you find with clients, have you had many clients that have been using maybe at-home devices they've purchased online or at a big department store? Are they telling you? Are they hesitant to tell you? Are they trying to kind of keep it on the sly?
Well, I feel like they tell me, but I guess I would never know. They do ask you a lot, like, oh, I've got this, and they'll show me it, and I'm like, okay. That's like not going to do anything. It's not medical grade. The LED face masks are the huge one now. And even some, they're paying like $900 for these LED masks that aren't even medical grade. So and they'll be using a yellow light, which has no medical backing or research backing it, scientific research backing that it makes any changes in the skin. And they've spent all this money. So that's where I do think it's like, you got to like tiptoe a little bit, but you just let them know the facts.
And I think the proof is in the pudding. Once they start to see results with you, and once you're able to explain and educate, it really builds that credibility for the therapist as well, which just comes back to why it's so important as a therapist to educate and to like have those strong morals and values because you're going to be lifting up the whole industry if you can continue with that and if you uphold that within your clinic or within your consultation process.
Yeah, yeah, so true. It is, yeah, that is true. We've got to keep the standards high. Yeah. And so that there, and then there is a clear difference of why they're spending more money at one place and another. Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. So looking ahead, Justine, how do you see the art of consultation in the skin treatment industry evolving and maybe evolving kind of on a bigger picture if you're looking, but also within your own clinic as well?
Yeah, it would be, it's going to be very interesting because I feel like there's continuously new things that we're learning about why things happen on our skin. Mm-hmm. So we're going to learn more and more, I think, about being able to control things internally, so things like acne and rosacea, why they really come about internally. So yeah, I can't wait to find out more about that stuff because it is something that's really causing a lot of issues for clients. Skin dermatitis, I think, all comes from something mm-hmm. internal. And then I definitely think the technology side with the skin analyzers, how much better are they going to get? Like, that's just a new thing on the market. Like, how much better, how much more information are they going to be able to give us to make it an easier process on knowing how to treat our clients?
Yeah, amazing. It's exciting, the new developments that we will be seeing over the next few years. Mm. Well, Justine, it's been such a pleasure to chat with you and hear more about SkinFirm and your consultation process and the evolution of it. So thanks so much for being a guest on today's show.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Well, that wraps up another episode. Thank you so much for joining us this week. It was wonderful to have you here again. We will be launching another podcast episode next week, so be sure to tune in. And although it's lovely to listen and learn from podcasts, and I know it's easy just to consume and learn and learn and learn, but at one point, the integration and adding what you have learned into your life is really important too. So if you've got some takeaways from this episode, I would love for you to share them with us and perhaps others on social media, because you never know, it might help their business or their professional and personal development grow as well. So make sure you tag any key takeaways from this episode at dermhealth.co and digitalhealth.co. I'll see you again next week. Bye.